Hello, this is Mary from Kilkenny County Council Library Service. And the story today is called What Are Friends For? By Sally Grindley and Penny Dan. And it tells the story of true friendship. Jefferson Bear and Figgy Two Socks went walking one day in the sunny green woods. JB, asked Figgy Two Socks, are you my friend?
Yes, said Jefferson Bear, I am your friend and you are my friend.
But what is a friend for? Asked Figgy.
Well, a friend is for playing.
Goody, said Figgy Two Socks. Let's play hide and seek.
All right, said Jefferson Bear, you hide first.
Figgy Two Socks hid in a hollow tree. Jefferson looked everywhere, but he couldn't find her. When it was his turn, he hid behind a tree stump. Figgy found him straight away.
You're better at this than me, said Jefferson Bear.
I'll help you this time, said Figgy. She hid under a pile of leaves, but she left the tip of her little tail showing. The next day, Figgy Two Socks asked,
JB, what else is a friend for?
Well, said the bear, scratching his head, a friend is for sharing.
We share, don't we, JB? We share the sky and the hills and the trees.
Yes, said Jefferson Bear. We share lots of things.
What do best friends share? Asked Figgy then.
Well, said the bear, best friends share their favourite things.
Figgy thought about this, then darted off through the woods. When she came back, she was tugging an enormous bramble covered with blackberries.
Would you like some, JB? She said.
Blackberries are my favourites. Yummy, aren't they?
Delicious, said Jefferson Bear.
That afternoon, loud squeals woke Jefferson Bear from his sleep.
Yelp, yelp, help!
I'm coming, he bellowed. What is the matter?
He found Figgy Two Socks lying in the ground.
You've got a thorn in your foot. Keep still and I'll take it out.
Will it hurt? Whimpered little Figgy.
I'll be as gentle as I can, said Jefferson Bear. Figgy Two Socks was frightened when she saw her friend's sharp teeth. But she lay still. Jefferson Bear closed his teeth around the thorn and he pulled. As soon as it was out, Figgy jumped up and pranced about.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me.
That's what friends are for, said Jefferson Bear.
The next afternoon, Jefferson Bear was dozing in the sun. Figgy Two Socks wanted to play. She crept up behind him and yelled, Boo!
Jefferson Bear nearly jumped out of his wobbly fur.
Figgy ran round and round squealing, made you jump, and laughed and waved her tail.
Jefferson Bear did not think that this was one bit funny. Go away, Figgy, he said. You've made me very cross.
But I want to play, said Figgy,
and I want to sleep, said Jefferson Bear. A big brown bear needs his sleep.
And a little red fox needs her play, said Figgy.
Then go away and play elsewhere, he said.
You're not my friend anymore, said Figgy sadly as she trudged away.
When Jefferson Bear woke up the next morning, he felt very sorry that he had upset his friend.
I must play with her today, he said to himself.
But Figgy had stayed away. There was no sign of her. Jefferson Bear began to worry. He went to her den and called,
Figgy Two Socks, is Jefferson Bear here? Are you all right?
There was no reply.
Jefferson Bear got really worried. He walked to the edge of the river and called again, Where are you, Figgy Two Socks?
There was no reply. Jefferson Bear's worry grew bigger. He walked through the woods calling out,
Come out, Figgy, it's me, Jefferson.
But there was no reply. At last he came to the hollow tree where they had played hide and seek. He saw the tip of her little tail sticking out. Figgy, is that you?
He called, it's JB here.
He listened and he thought he heard something.
He listened again, and then he heard a sniff. The sniff grew louder and louder until it became a great big sob.
Figgy Two Socks, said Jefferson.
Yes, sobbed Figgy.
Please come out. I miss you.
I'm sorry, JB, said Figgy. I didn't mean to make you cross.
And I'm very sorry that I was so grumpy, said Jefferson Bear. Let's go and play.
JB, sniffed Figgy. Does that mean you're still my friend?
Of course I'm still your friend, said Jefferson Bear. A friend is forever.